Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Honda Motor Company Limited, NYSE, HMC, Q1 2024 Earnings Conference Call, August 9, 2023, 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Honda Motor Company reported significant growth in automobile operating profit in Q1 2024 due to an improved fixed cost structure and increased sales in North America. The operating profit grew by 172.2 billion yen year-on-year to a record 394.4 billion yen. However, the automotive business in China faced challenges due to increased competition in the new energy vehicle market, impacting results year-on-year. The company has also been actively investing in electrification. Honda reached a partnership agreement with SCSK Corporation to develop next-generation mobility products and services. It also established a joint venture with 7 automakers in North America to create a high-powered charging network for electric vehicles. In motorcycle business, sales significantly outpaced the previous year in Indonesia due to stable production. Despite positive results for Q1 2024, Honda announced it would maintain its FY 2024 forecast unchanged due to concerns about ongoing challenges in the automobile business in China and the motorcycle business in India and Vietnam. The company's board also approved a stock split aimed at making it easier to invest in the company. This long conversation is between Honda executives and unidentified analysts, discussing the company's performance in the fiscal year and future plans. Key takeaways. 1. Honda posted a positive selling price of 65.9 billion yen compared to the previous year, despite cost increases due to inflation and rising material costs. 2. The company managed to absorb inflation impacts and raw material cost increases through product pricing. As inflation begins to decrease, the cost effects have been reflected in the full-year basis. 3. Honda's production volume has been impacted by inflation and supplier costs, leading to both cost increases and reductions. However, its ability to respond to these changes has resulted in a net positive effect on costs. 4. Honda plans to continue reducing costs in line with production volume while monitoring suppliers' performance. 5. The company posted an operating profit ratio of 5.8% for its automobile business, which is expected to increase to around 7% by 2025. However, this rate is not considered sustainable for the current year. Positives. 1. Achieving a positive selling price despite rising costs. 2. Being able to absorb inflation and raw material cost increases. 3. Seeing a net positive effect on costs due to conscious response to changes. 4. Anticipating an increase in the operating profit ratio from the automobile business in the future. Challenges. 1. Managing the impact of inflation and supplier costs on production volume. 2. The potential impacts of a potential recession in the used car market on U.S. operations. 3. Maintaining the current operating profit ratio for the automobile business. 4. Dealing with a high level of inventory, which the company acknowledges needs to be improved. In their future plans, Honda plans to continue with stock buybacks and splits and is targeting an annual free cash flow of around 700 billion yen. The company also aims to improve production and sales operations in North America, increase revenue from automobile sales, and further reduce costs. It also aims to normalize its financial services operations in the U.S. The company plans to review its capital policy while maintaining a payout ratio of 30%. They aim to implement a stock split to increase the number of individual shareholders and boost interest in their business. Company restructuring and consolidation are being considered as part of their strategy for electrification. In China, they plan on establishing a new factory and focusing on the EV market. They aim to introduce 10 new EV models by fiscal 2028. The company acknowledges the challenges in the China market and plans to negotiate with their joint venture partners on the best measures to improve their situation. They are also working on a battery strategy, with plans to produce batteries locally in North America and China. They have a joint venture production with LG in Ohio, and they plan to produce batteries with GS Yuasa in Japan. They are also considering various battery technologies and aim to commercialize all solid-state batteries by 2029.